that movie, even though it was about one particular place on the planet called Jamaica, people all over the world resonated with that kind of spirit.
The year was 1972. The movie was The Harder They Come, and the man at the center of it was reggae icon Jimmy Cliff. The beloved Jamaican musician and actor made that film 40 years ago, but based on his recent visit here, I can tell you, Jimmy Cliff is still going strong. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, I'm Rita Houston. I doubt that anyone could hear The Harder They Come without thinking of reggae superstar Jimmy Cliff. His renditions of You Can Get It If You Really Want and Many Rivers to Cross help make Jamaican music known all across the world. And The Harder They Come has been covered by the likes of Keith Richards, Madness, Joe Jackson, Willie Nelson, Jerry Garcia, and Cher, to name a few. But lately, Jimmy Cliff has had a surprising collaboration going. His recent EP, Sacred Fire, was produced by Tim Armstrong, frontman of the punk revival band Rancid, and there's a full-length album set for release this spring. On the EP, Cliff serves up some interesting covers himself, including Rancid's Ruby Soho and Dylan's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. He also plays a lot of the instruments, including piano and congas. But when he visited FUV, he just brought along his guitar and that ever-sweet singing voice. And I asked him, when was the last time he'd seen the film that made him so famous?
Well, I haven't seen it for the longest while.
Right.
However, I mean, it's 40 years. It's like yesterday, you know. The film meant a lot to me personally as an artist because acting was my first love, and I had the opportunity to show my acting side in that movie. Secondly, it propelled my career to another level, to the world. Then, you know, like you said, the movie brought to the world another culture, another music, and everything like that. But also, it captured a moment in time, that moment of the spirit of people all over the world were like in that kind of rebellious mood. Yeah, that movie still has that great meaning to me, and I think to a whole lot of people too.
Rebel, 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 take it to the next level. Rebel, 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 we're living on a higher level, over the border, against the order, beyond the boundary, over the barrier, long way to go, and heaven knows, long way to go, and love to show, love we know.
I look at songwriting sometimes like fruits. The fruits are on the tree, but then it takes a long time to get ripe. So you cannot pick it before it's ripe. And so some songs take a long time to really come to fruition. But I'm constantly writing because I constantly have ideas. And just from living, I'm sensitive to what's going on in the world environment.
Which I think is very interesting because, of course, reggae music has always had an element of protest music to it. Mm. And certainly, Jimmy Cliff, you've always infused your music with a sense of social conscience.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's still important to you.
Oh, absolutely. The social consciousness of what's going on in the world, it's important to be echoed from artists. Mm-hmm. Because well, that's what we do as artists. We echo the echoes of the people. And it's not only things that make you want to dance or that kind of thing. Sometimes you need something to touch your conscience.
It has been a long time. We've been sitting on dry dock. And it seems like all the pathways have been blocked. Now the tides have turned. And the rewards we have earned. Sailing, and we are moving.
That's Ship is Sailing from Jimmy Cliff's recent EP, Sacred Fire. And before that, a live performance of Jimmy Cliff doing Rebel Rebel. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.